From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell with another hour of The Best in Jazz. We'll get things underway this time with the Ahmad Jamal Trio, recorded live at the Spotlight Club in Washington, D.C. on September 6, 1958, with Ahmad Jamal on piano, Israel Crosby on bass, and Vernel Fournier on drums. The album was first issued as an LP on the Argo label many years ago, but the GRP label reissued the session with plenty of bonus material on CD. The title of the CD is Ahmad's Blues, and this is a track which I think we can enjoy regardless of what season it may be outside. Autumn Leaves.
Thank you. Thank you.
rounding out that set with a session from 1960, and a quartet fronted by Clifford Jordan on tenor sax, along with Cedar Walton on piano, Spanky DeBrest on bass, and Albert Tootie Heath on drums, from an album originally issued on Riverside Records entitled Spellbound, we heard Hot Water. Another quartet preceding that, this time from 2014, led by trumpeter Sean Jones. Sean is now pursuing a solo career after many years with the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra. He was the orchestra's lead trumpeter for a long time. His album on Mack Avenue Records is called Improvise, Never Before Seen, and he's joined by Oren Evans on piano, Lucas Curtis on bass, and Obed Calver on drums. We heard New Journey. And we got things underway with the Ahmad Jamal Trio, recorded in 1958, live in Washington, D.C., and probably the most unique rendition of that song that I've ever heard. And that tune has been covered by numerous jazz musicians and singers over the decades. It was Autumn Leaves. Look for that on the album Ahmad's Blues. We'll begin this set of the Jazz Scene with Vibes player Warren Wolf. From his debut for Mack Avenue Records from 2011, self-titled, and this track will find Warren in a duet with the pianist for the session, Peter Martin. Here is Intimate Dance. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's music from Harold Floyd Brooks, better known as Tina Brooks, and the tenor sax man got the nickname Tina as a result of another nickname which he had as a child, Teeny, so Tina being a variant of Teeny. Unfortunately, he only recorded a handful of albums as a leader during his short career and short lifetime. He was only in his early 40s when he passed away in 1974. From 1961, the album True Blue on Blue Note Records, with Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Duke Jordan on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. We heard Miss Hazel. Before that, John Coltrane on tenor sax and Johnny Hartman on vocals. From 1963, the album John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman. And Johnny Hartman was the only vocalist that Coltrane would collaborate with during his career. And the rest of the band, John Coltrane's working group of the era, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones drums, and a beautiful rendition of My One and Only Love. And we began the set with Warren Wolfe on vibes, in a duet with Peter Martin on piano, Intimate Dance, from the album Warren Wolfe. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com, and our blog and website is qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We'll begin our final set of the hour with guitarist Chuck Loeb, better known for his more pop jazz recordings. He occasionally has released albums in a more straight-ahead vein, including this one from 1988, the album My Shining Hour, with Makoto Ozone on piano, John Patitucci bass, and Dave Weckl on drums. This is the title track, My Shining Hour. Thank you. We opened and closed the program this time with piano, bass, and drums trios. We opened the hour with the Ahmad Jamal Trio from 1958. Fast-forwarding 30 years to wrap up the program, a session from 1988, the James Williams Trio. James Williams on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. The second time around, hearing Elvin Jones and his ability on the drums this hour. From the album Magical Trio 2, and we heard a James Williams original, a piece dedicated to Mr. Jones, A Portrait of Elvin. Before that, a session recorded in Los Angeles in September of 1945, Howard McGee on trumpet, with two tenor sax players for the session, Teddy Edwards and James King, Vernon Biddle on piano, Bob Kesterton on bass, and Roy Porter on drums, from a CD called Cool Fantasy, featuring a variety of different sides, recorded by Howard McGee and his various bands in the summer and fall of 1945. We heard Intersection, and we began the set with another session out of the late 80s, Chuck Loeb on guitar leading his quartet through My Shining Hour, the title track from that album, a straight-ahead jazz session from a mainly smooth contemporary jazz guitarist. And that will wrap it up for this edition of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. It has indeed been a pleasure. I invite you to join me again when you can for more of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.